Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Joan Hunter is so excited about the revelation, and that's what it is, and that's what it takes. The revelation of God's purpose for you in the last days, and it's all involved in Deuteronomy 8:18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant. Joan Hunter, it's all there in that verse. This is what God's up to right now.
He is. The Word of God says in Malachi, that He will prove me now here with your tithes and offerings, that I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. Now, in the book, and it will help you walk through this, but there is reasons and hindrances for the blockage of finances coming.
You were telling me about someone that got a hold of these tapes and listened to it maybe four times, and it wasn't working the way you said it was supposed to work in their life. Tell me what happened.
She actually works for me, and she says, God, I'm here answering the telephone, all these incredible financial testimonies coming in, and how come it's not working for me? I've listened to this CD again and again and again. How come I'm not seeing this? How come everybody else is seeing it? How come I'm not seeing it? And what's going on? She's kind of arguing with God, you know, and just, you know, sharing her heart really with God. And then God in turn says, you have listened to it, but you haven't done it. Now, and she goes, oh, maybe that's it, you know? And then she says, I'm going to start doing this. She lived in a mobile home.
Faith without works is dead.
That's right. She lived in a mobile home that was really, really run down that she was renting, and with her son, and who was a teenager. And she says, Father, I just, you know, I help me with, you know, giving him a father image and things like that. Well, within 3 months from that, she met the man of her dreams. They're now married, moved into a beautiful two-story home, absolutely incredible. They recently rented that, moved into a five-bedroom home, and they're you know, just expanding and remodeling it and on and on and on, you know, and she's got a beautiful diamond ring. She's got an awesome husband. She's got, you know, a bedroom and three to spare. It's just, you know, awesome what God is doing, and He's an awesome, godly man. But you know what? Whatever is blocking the blessings of God, these teachings with the book in particular will tell you how to break any form of hindrances that's keeping blank from coming, a blessing. And on the end time economics, I say, if you're having problems getting pregnant, and I said, you know, or if your children are having problems getting pregnant. I had a daughter that was having a hard time conceiving over almost 3 years. And so I said, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I command all hindrances from keeping that baby. And I said her name under my breath. You can't hear it, but I said it as I was praying over everybody there. I said, I command all those hindrances to go in Jesus' name. My daughter got pregnant 4 days later.
And that's the point. God wants you to be the head and not the tail, and not for greed, not for the toys of this earth, but for the kingdom's sake. And tell me about that woman in Nebraska and her home.
Well, this is she seated in one of the meetings. She had also seated in her church and, you know, and blessed. And she says, you know, I want a new home. I want to be able to get out of my apartment and get into a home, and I want a home that I can use for him. It was a single female. She didn't necessarily need a large home. Well, in Lincoln, Nebraska, they give away one home a year. They build it, and then they give it away. And they give out 15 keys to 15 different people. Whoever works, the key that works, that's who gets the home. And she's seated, and within, I think, 2 weeks, she went to that house that was finished, and she lives in that house because her key fit. and you just pull out the key out of, you know, a whole bowl of keys, and her key fit. Perfect. She has a beautiful, it was estimated at $250,000 in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Tell me about the couple that got approved for a $25,000 car and what repentance, that key, how that worked.
Oh, that is really powerful. You go in there and it's like, okay, your budget for is a $20,000 car. The guy says, but you can qualify for $25,000. You know, it's like, well, we really budgeted for $20,000, but you know what? We have good credit. We can go for the $25,000 car. So what they did is they got the car for $25,000, and then they got the car. Then the payments started coming, and they started getting further in debt and further in debt, and they're going, what's going on here? And the amount that they were going in debt is the difference of the $5,000 loan on the car. They had walked in disobedience. They had it set what they felt like God wanted them to do, and they went in disobedience and got the car that, you know, that they were talked into, so to speak. And they recognized the fact that that was sin and sin of disobedience. So we had them repent, led them into prayer, which we do that in the book, repent for disobedience, because disobedience is the deadbolt on the windows of heaven. Disobedience is the deadbolt on the windows of heaven. And so they repented for their sin of disobedience. And we said, Father, you know, I led them into prayer. We are sorry for what we did. Here we are. What should we do now? I thank you. You know, here we have repented. I thank you for helping us either sell this vehicle or show us a way that we in turn can pay for the car and keep the car. And within 2 weeks of that and seeding for that car to be completely paid for, they were able to pay it off in just a few months. It was a supernatural thing. It was awesome. There's power in repentance.
In addition to repentance, some people, they seem to never be able to get ahead. Even though they're making more money than they've ever made in their life, they're always in debt. It's almost as if they have a spirit of poverty.
That is very true. Many times, like, okay, we're going to curse the spirit of poverty, and the curse of spirit of poverty is gone. Well, you know, that's great, and I'm a real proponent of that. But unfortunately, with that spirit of poverty needs to go a changing of the mind, a renewing of the mind, and getting out of the poverty mindset. It's like, you know, I placed a call to somebody the other day. I said, did you hear what happened at this house? And they go, no, what happened? And I'm like, it's actually pretty exciting, but they were anticipating it to be really bad. And I said, the neighbors are getting a new fence, which means they're getting a new fence too, but they don't have to pay for it. And the mindset is, oh, what happened? You know, doom and gloom. Oh, what happened? And we've got to get rid of that poverty mindset. Is like looking.
Listen, just listening to you for 30 minutes gets rid of every poverty mindset and makes me and makes those listening to you feel like if Joan can do it, I can do it.
Well, the Word of God applies to Joan. But you know what? The Word of God applies to you too. When you understand that God wants to supernaturally get you out of debt, He wants you to bless your socks off and so you can buy new socks. Glory to God. That He just wants to bless you. You know, and you know, I had, I think, the best absolutely phenomenal father in the world, Charles Hunter. And his desire was to bless me, bless me, bless me. And that's our Father's heart. He would have done anything for me.
But you know, there are a lot of people listening that didn't have good mothers and fathers like you did. And they got this image of God that is wrong.
And my natural father abandoned me before I was born. And then he came back with horrific stuff. And so I understand what it is. But God sent my dad to me, Charles Hunter, and to show me what true God-like love is, unconditional love. And just as this is a very, very powerful teaching, when I went through horrific financial times about 12 years ago, I thought, I'm going to ask my parents for money to help me. I need help financially, and I'm not going to make it unless they help me. And I reached for the phone to ask them to send me some money because I know that they would have done it in a moment, would have wired it, whatever I needed. And as I reached for the phone, God says, are you going to trust them or are you going to trust me? It's time you grew up. And they didn't know what financial struggles I went through until my book came out on how God had healed my finances. And you know, it's like, why didn't you tell us? I said, because God wanted me to learn to completely trust him.
I think, Joan, I think there are people listening to us that want you to move in with them and become their mentor. Well, you can't do that. But you have written this brand new book, Supernatural Provision, Financial Freedom, the two CDs, End Time Economics and Financial Freedom, and the entire freedom package is available for a gift of $35. Get it? We want you to be someone that funds the end time harvest. Joan and I together have enough vision for you to pour your money into to reach so many souls at Shabbat broadcast. Let me bless you. The Lord has blessed you. The Lord has kept you. The Lord has caused his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord has granted you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarech. Yair Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. Yisar Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222 Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.